Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Ooh, I tell you what, today was a hashtag rough day. It was a rough day for a lot of people, not just here in Perth, but right around the world, around Australia. And I just want to know that we've got your best interests at heart. We really do. I'm talking about social media influencers. You know, those of you who like to Facebook, who like to Instagram, you're my sort of people. And one of those people I'd like to introduce you to right now, he's one of our locals here, and I just wanted to check in just to see how he's going. Carl, thank you for joining me on The Rush Hour.
G'day, Pete. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I just, like I said, I wanted to see how you're going because you're a prolific Instagrammer, and today must have been a rough day for you.
Yeah, couple of fellas. We have our own little page, Foodie Group.
Foodie Group?
Yeah, our own little Foodie Group.
Is it like Foodie underscore group or just straight up Foodie Group?
Foodie Group, one word.
Okay.
Foodie Group.
And what do you do on this page?
Well, first off, we've got a breakfast club where we all meet up, all go together, catch up, have a breakfast. And we often like to take a photo of our breakfast and then post it online and filter it and everything like that. But as you mentioned, we obviously couldn't do that today.
Yeah, right. So is it like a regular occurrence for you guys to go out and do this, obviously, if you're going to the trouble of actually having Foodie Group?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of Foodie Group. We get out there, go check out lunches and the places around us because we all work nearby.
Yeah.
And then we like to Instagram our pictures. You know, filter them up, make them look really good. Portrait mode on the iPhone is quite good.
Great, yeah.
All sorts of stuff. Post them and, yeah, really, really look back at the meal that was. But today, going down, no good.
Yeah, so I wanted to see if you're okay because it is a rough day for a lot of influencers out there. And take us through today, mate. What was it like to wake up this morning and find out that Facebook and Instagram were down?
Felt very castaway, you know, stuck on the island, but no Wilson. Still, unfortunately, ate my breakfast.
What was your breakfast? What was it?
Just an omelette, so which was very nice, but deconstructed. So with the veggies coming through on the side, I like to organise it via colour.
Yeah.
Short black sitting on the right-hand side and my sunnies on the left, so that really captures the picture.
Wood grain table or something like that?
Oh, always.
And what sort of hashtags would you put with that? I imagine maybe hashtag espresso.
Hashtag breakfast in Perth. That's a big one.
Yep. Hashtag Perth is okay. I think
Perth
is another
is
good
great.
One.
Perth is okay, isn't it?
Is that okay with just the O and the K or OKAY? Which one's the better one?
I'd say okay. It's shorter letters, gets to the point quicker.
Yeah.
Anything eggs are quite, you know, when the yolk's looking really like the 50 cent piece.
Yeah, sunny side up.
Yeah, sunny side up.
Yeah,
quite
I know
good.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, knowing the toast, a nice ciabatta has a good char on it. Anything that's aesthetically pleasing, I guess.
So do you guys, I mean, I know everything's back up and running and you missed a breakfast this morning. Do you guys think you'll bounce back?
We'll repost. We'll repost.
We'll
bounce back from this.
Okay, great. Well, Carl, look, I really appreciate you. I know it's an incredibly emotionally draining day for you today to not be able to post a picture of your breakfast this morning for you and Foodie Group, but I really appreciate you being so brave to take the time out and come on The Rush Hour this afternoon to talk about it.
Not a problem, Pete.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Jenny in Secret Harbour, hello.
Hello.
You're caller number 17. Money, big money. Oh, Jenny. A chance at $1 million, Jenny.
That's amazing.
It is so amazing. All right, I feel like I detect a bit of an accent.
Yes, I am a Pom.
You're a Pom. That's absolutely fine. So still got a lot of family and stuff back in the UK?
Yeah, my mum's still there, yep.
Lovely. So, all right, we can tick off things like getting the mortgage paid, bills. Yep. Maybe we'll go for a trip to the UK with $1 million. We got seven figures. What's something you genuinely love, Jenny? Something that's a real Jenny, I love this thing.
Live music,
concerts. Concerts. Hello. Anything on the cards that you'd like to go to in the next sort of 12 to 18 months?
Robbie Williams in Vegas or Wembley.
What about Robbie Williams in both Vegas and Wembley?
That would be amazing.
Awesome.
I'd just probably follow him around for a few months.
From a distance, really creepily. Okay, so that's also, of course, there's Elton John. What about Elton John?
I'd love to see Elton John.
Brilliant. So, Yellow Brick Road, this farewell tour. I'm looking at his website at the moment, eltonjohn.com, and the tours. You know there is 116 shows over 2019 and 2020, locations like Germany, Ireland, Italy, There's four in New Zealand. We've got Poland and Spain and Switzerland. 20 in the UK, 24 in the United States. With $1 million, the amount of travelling and following him around that you could do is ridiculous.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Let's pick one. Would you go Spain? Would you go Sweden? Ireland? France?
It would definitely be Ireland and Italy for me.
Yeah, awesome. Good. We're going multiples. Jenny, that's what $1 million could be. If it's to you, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Tomorrow, kids are going on strike right across Australia and right around the world. It's called School Strike for Climate Australia, and I'm joined by one of their young representatives now. Molly, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm very good. Now, I remember when I used to strike back in the day and try to take the day off school. I'd do things like feign sickness so I could play video games all day. This is certainly not that. This is something incredible. It's all about changing things for the better when it comes to climate change, and Perth's getting involved.
Yeah, definitely. Tomorrow is it's a global climate strike, so there's going to be strikes in over 100 places, in over 100 countries all over the world. And Perth is going to be one of them. Students don't necessarily want to be striking tomorrow. They don't want to be having to do this, but it's just come to that point now where they realise that adults aren't taking this seriously enough and something more needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. So when you say that strikes are going to be happening, is it just a matter of not going to school, or is there going to be some groups getting together as well to go to maybe Parliament House and have a chat, or how's all that going to come together?
Yeah, so there's different events all over Australia, all over the world. In all of the major cities, there's protests, like rallies happening, marches and that. There's other ones happening down south in Denmark and that sort of thing, where it's just students kind of gathering together just to make a point a bit. Tomorrow, the one in Perth, it starts at St. George's Cathedral at 11 a.m. and we'll be marching down to Elizabeth Quay.
Fantastic. And have you guys gotten the notice of some government representatives, some environmentalists in government, so on and so forth, that are going to be coming down and listening to you guys speak?
From what I know, we do have a lot of support from the Greens Party. Other than that, I can't speak definitively, but I don't think so. I know that we have the support of a bunch of different unions all over Australia, nationwide. There's like over 26. Most importantly, the Australian Education Union has they're supporting us fully.
Amazing. This is just extraordinary. I love to see youth getting together to do really good things in the community, and this is certainly something like that. It's School Strike for Climate Change. How many people or how many students across Perth are going to be taking part tomorrow, do you know?
We're expecting numbers to be in the thousands, I think, especially this time because the students are inviting adults and everyone else to come out and strike in solidarity with them. So I think it's going to be pretty huge.
This is wonderful. And what do you hope to achieve out of this?
Net zero. We want net zero emissions by 2030. No new fracking or oil or gas to be opened. And, just the immediate transition away from fossil fuels and the move to renewables.
I love this. It sounds like you really have your head screwed on when it comes to this sort of stuff. It really does. And you've got my full support because, like I said, I love it when I see youth coming together to do some incredible things. This certainly is. Molly, I really appreciate your time on the Rush Hour and good luck for the School Strike for Climate Australia tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Hope to see you there.
Yes, no worries. If I can get out of here, sure. I'll be down there waving a flag. Thank you, Molly.
See you later.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Epic moments of mobile phone destruction.
We're men in tights, tights, tights.
A man has been charged after he allegedly fired a bow and arrow at another man today. Right. Now, this gets incredible because I think the man who fired the bow and arrow may actually be Robin Hood. About 9 o'clock, 43-year-old man drove into his driveway, got out of his car when he noticed another man who is known to him standing outside his property, allegedly armed with a bow and arrow. The resident held up his mobile phone. This is the bloke in the driveway. Held up his mobile phone, as you do when someone's standing there with a bow and arrow about ready to take aim at you, to take a photo of the armed man, who then engaged the bow and was ready to fire. This is where it gets amazing. It's alleged the man fired the arrow at the resident, which pierced through the man's mobile phone, causing the phone to hit him in the chin. Left a small laceration, didn't require medical treatment. Officers were called. They arrested the 39-year-old man at the scene. But what aim and what a way for epic mobile phone destruction.
We're men. We're men in tights, tights, tights.
133353, what's yours? The bloke who was the guy who fired the bow and arrow was granted conditional bail to appear at the Olympics representing Australia in competitive bow and arrow. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. For me, I remember losing my first iPhone after we went for a trip up north. We went to Shark Bay, went out to Denham. We were staying there and decided to do the trip across to Dirk Hardog Island. On the way there, stopped halfway and decided to do a bit of fishing. Just some incredible fishing going on, bringing up all sorts out of the depths, caught this epic pink snapper, and then had the phone hanging over the side of the boat to take a selfie with it, and the pink snapper kicked, flicked its tail, whacked my hand, bang, out went the mobile phone, straight into the drink, straight down, and it's Shark Bay, it's Denham, right in between Dirk Hardog Island and Denham, and you are not getting in that water for love of money, let alone a mobile phone.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Epic moments of mobile phone destruction. This coming off the back of a bloke who was arrested this morning because he was found to be in some guy's driveway with a bow and arrow. He's aimed at the bloke who's in the driveway. This guy has lifted his mobile phone up to take a picture. Why wouldn't you just run, by the way, but to take a picture? And the guy's let fly. Bang, it's hit the mobile phone. Saved his life, but busted his phone. Lenny in Secret Harbour, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good. Epic moments of mobile phone destruction. What have you got?
Years ago when my eldest was about 15, 16, as teenagers do, they're constantly on their phone. The usual thing over months where she was totally ignoring me when I call her to come out to help with chores or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, husband used to just sit in the lounge room just listening to it every day. Got sick of it this one day after I went off and went into her room, tried to take the phone off her and she refused to give it and they ended up on the floor tussling over this phone. He managed to get the phone off her.
Yeah.
Told her to come with him, went straight out to the shed, grabbed a hammer and then smashed it to a million pieces.
Oh, my God.
She was not impressed, yeah. Calling out, Mum, that's not fair.
Did it change her her use of a mobile phone, though? Like, did it actually work?
Well, at that point, it was funny enough because, like, she was devastated. She goes, how am I going to live without my phone? And my husband, because we bought her the phone in the first place, and he said, well, until you actually show me that you can show some respect to your mother, he said, I'm not buying you another phone.
Yeah.
So she went without a phone for a good 5-6 months, I think it was, and then we purchased her another one. And, yeah, it was amazing how she could actually live without a phone.
Yep.
But, yeah, she learned a lesson after that, and, yeah, it was a little bit better.
Good stuff, Lenny. She'll be Chief Justice of the Supreme Court one day. You watch.
Yeah.
Good on you. Michelle in Hillary's. Mobile phone destruction. What have you got?
Oh, well, Pete, we were having some friends over and we were just entertaining and my husband had to reverse his car out of the driveway and put it on the front lawn. But he had his phone with him and did the usual, put it on the roof of the car, reversed out, ran straight over the phone. But he then decides that he's going to pick this phone up, right, and try and put it all back together. And he walks in to the house and he's yelling and screaming down this phone going, well, you know, I'm fed up with you and you can stick your job. And then he just throws the phone on the ground. And myself and our guests are just sitting there going, what the heck's going on here, you know? And he's just playing along with it, just going on, you know, well, you know, work's giving me the whoops and blah, 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 had enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he led us on for quite a while. And then he said, just tricked you.
Gotcha.
He drove.
Far out. I've got to admit, I got to give him props, Michelle, because if I would have run over my phone, I wouldn't have the comedy nouse like right then and there to go, I can turn a prank out of this. This is amazing. Nice one. Deb and Averley, last one here. Mobile phone destruction. What have you got?
Okay, so I'm in the car with my daughter at the set of lights.
Yeah.
And she notices a really good-looking guy next to her in the car.
Oh, hello.
I was flirting with him a bit, and the lights changed, and we were turning right, so went with the flow, and she planted her foot. As she went around the corner, the mobile phone that was sitting on the dash went straight out my side of the window. But in that, we quickly slammed on the brakes and turned into a driveway on our left in which a car was reversing out.
Oh, no.
Two going over the phone.
As a mother, did you look at her and go, see, that's why you keep your eyes to yourself?
Oh, well, you know what? I needed to change my underpants. So
I think we'll leave it there, Deb. Thanks. Have a great arvo.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Yeah, here we go. I love this. And I've got a very special guest adjudicator in this afternoon. He's a real Elton John aficionado.
Hey.
Ross Edwards, hello.
Peter, hello.
Hello, Ross. It's just what a pleasure it is to have you here.
What a surprise.
I know, because usually we're like passing ships in the night.
We are.
Right? But it's just great to be sharing the studio
like,
with you.
Did you do that thing? Yeah, that thing. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, did you do that thing? Yep. And I did that thing.
Kids,
okay,
kids
cool.
Good. Yep, kids good.
Kids are good. Yep, all that sort of stuff. Got to get back to it. Hey, Elton John's coming to Perth on his final tour. We've got the tickets. If you want to catch Elton for the very last time, you're going to have to belt out Sam Elton. I've got three people ready to go, Roscoe.
Thankfully, it's not me, right?
Well, no, you're going to be the guinea pig.
I don't like the sound of that.
It's part of the fun. Just roll with me on
this.
All right,
rolling.
All right, so we play the first part of a song, and then we got to belt out the next part. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here it comes for you.
Saturday night, so I can't believe you made me do that.
Mate, that's terrible.
Is that bad?
Let's hope that the people on the line can do a better job.
That's
one
like a
set
swing
of tickets
version.
To give away. 80 and Karen up. Hello.
Hello, Pete.
All right.
You?
Very good. You ready to go?
I am.
Here it comes.
Saturday night's all right for fighting. Get a little action.
Ooh.
Let's
just keep going.
Hello. Saturday night's the night I like. Saturday night's all right.
All right. 80, very nicely done. Sorry, we're going to have to cut you off there. I know you want the stage. I'm fine with that, but we're going to have to go to Raylene in Stake Hill. Hello.
Hello, it's Sophie.
Oh, Sophie. Oh, we've got a stand-in. Can you sing better?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right, we'll find out. Okay, you ready to go?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Saturday night's all right for farting. Get a little action in.
Mm. Interesting.
I like how you changed the word to farting, too.
That's I didn't.
Just a nice little twist.
I was thinking it.
You were. I went there.
Veronica. In Pearson. All right, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Saturday night, so rock for fighting. Get a little action in.
Whoa. Okay, nice. I'm going to have to pop them all on hold. Far out. Okay, look, I think Soph's out. I'm just throwing that out.
Just because she was
caller
a stunt,
number two.
Stunt Elton.
And I think so. Caller number one, 80, or caller number three, Veronica. It's over to you, good sir. Who gets the Elton tickets?
I can't believe you're putting me on the spotlight. They were both great.
That's what I do.
All right. The first one, definitely.
80?
Yeah.
80, congratulations. Because she went the extra mile.
Yeah.
All the other lyrics just kept going.
They probably weren't right, but she went there.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Good stuff, 80. Well done.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
You are going to see Elton John. Enjoy the show.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, well done.
On the line. Do you need to get back to stuff that you were doing?
I've got a lot of stuff to do.
Right. I really appreciate you coming in,
that's
mate.
Right.
You did a great job.
Bye now.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.